We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Chala, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Isa B'Shulchan Aruch, Shehaminhog Lahader Lahafrish Chala L'chvoid Shabbos, Kimavur Boir Chaim B'tchilas Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on the introduction that we gave here now, you'll understand why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the minhog is, the custom is, to separate challah out of respect for Shabbos. And he says here in parentheses, Hainu ki ba'ashkenaz oichlin b'choil pasakum u'b'shabbos mahadran lasois isas Yisrael k'dei lahafrish challah choy Shabbos. He's saying that in countries like Germany, there were people who weren't makbid to eat pas Yisrael during the weekdays, but even those people, when it comes to Shabbos, they're definitely makbid to eat bread baked by Jews only. And therefore, they make a dough, you know, they have a dough the size to separate challah, so that this mitzvah of hafroshes challah, they're doing it also l'kovet Shabbos specifically. Ki Shabbos kodesh hi b'chinas hanekuda hakdoisha. Because now, see, this is one of the tremendous benefits in Likutei Halachos. A person learns Likutei Maran, he learns that chapter on Likutei Maran, Torah Lamed Daled, and Rabbeinu Zalveir speaks about a nekuda. He says, a nekuda hagdosha. And this nekuda, all kinds of things, but Rabbeinu Zal doesn't tell you what is that begashmias? How does that translate into something in my life? So far in this halacha, Rabbeinu Zal already mentioned a few things that were the nekuda. He gave us a few different things, and now he's giving us an additional thing, that Shabbos is this Nekuda Hagdosha, Bechinas Bris Olam, Beinu Ve'Mene Yisrael. Because Rabbeinu Zal says over there on the Likutei Maran that the Nekuda is an Inyan of Bris. Shabbos is called Bris, Bris Olam. V'shom Shoire Ho Ahavodik Dusha. Rabbeinu Zal said over there on the Likutei Maran that in this Nekuda is found the Ahavodik Dusha. In Shabbos is found this Ahavodik Dusha, Shehu Bechinas Oineg Shabbos. That's the whole concept of the pleasure of Shabbos. Bechinas Ahavo Beta'anugim. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says that Ahavo goes together with Ta'anugim, pleasure. When a person is having pleasure, then they're in a frame of mind, they're in Ahavo, they're happy, they love. When a person is angry or sinner, when they're having pain and suffering, when a person's in a state of ta'anugim, that's what's ma'ir ahava. When it comes to Shabbos, and daddy or mommy comes home with a whole bag of sweets, mamtakim, and this and that, the children say, daddy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. What do you mean? Yesterday you didn't love me? Yes, I loved you also, but when you brought me, this one got his chocolate, and this one got this, and this one, each one got what they enjoy. That's Mo'ira V'Ahava. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Maran that there is a Nekuda in which is found this Ahava Dikdusha. One example of that is the Shabbos Kodesh. V'Alkein Achilas Shabbos Kodesh Yekora Mo'id. And it's for this reason that eating on Shabbos is very, very choshuv. Ki Oz Hu Achila Min Hakdusha. Because during the weekdays, a person's eating can be kodosh or it can be tomei. Even if he's eating glat kosher for 100% kosher, the eating could be from the side of the kedusha or it could be from the other side. Whereas on Shabbos, the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that even if a person eats a little more than they have to on Shabbos, even that is still kodosh. It's still within the kedusha. Me'achar shenizgale ho ahavo digdusha, because of the fact that Shabbos is a time when this ahavo digdusha is revealed, v'nizbatlin ho ahavois hanefulois, and all the wrong kind of ahavois disappear on Shabbos. They go away. They're not there. Ki hasheishes yimeachol heim b'chinas vov, b'chinas leiv hanal, Sheshoirin Shom Ho Avois Nefulois, Bechina Shvira Slave. Over there in Likutei Maran, we said Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the broken heart, the damaged heart, and he speaks about Avois Nefulois, people who like what they're not supposed to like. They like things that are Averois, so that are no good for them, Chas V'Shom. Whereas on Shabbos, so we said that, when is that active? During the 6 days of the week. The 6 days of the week, six is the letter Vav, which Rabbeinu on that turn the Kutaran speaks about the Yud and the Vav. The Yud is the Nekuda, the Vav is the Lev. Because there's a pasuk kosvam al luach libecha, that you should write, you should inscribe the words of Torah on the tablets of your heart. And we know that the Gemara says that the luchos were vav. The luchos were six by six, six tfachim by six tfachim. So the luchos are an inyan of vav. The pasuk uses the words luach libecha. So the heart is the vav. And we said that the heart can go either way. During the week, the heart can be full of avos nefulos, of a person, all kinds of wrong desires. A person likes things that are not good for them, chas v'shalom. They like averos. That's the avos nefulos that are prevalent during the 6 days of the week. U'b'shabbos oilin hasheish simeachol v'nimshach aleim kedusha Shabbos. Whereas on Shabbos, the 6 days of the week have an aliyah. When, if a person is zeicher to do the right things on Shabbos, he goes to the mikveh of Shabbos and he does all the different avodas that a Jew is supposed to do on Shabbos, that brings about a tikkun and an aliyah for all 6 days of the week. V'nimshach aleim kedusha Shabbos, he's mamshich the holiness of Shabbos onto the 6 days of the week. Shehi bechinas nekuda, bechinas yud. Shabbos is the nekuda, which Rabbeinu Zal says in that turn, the nekuda is like a yud, like the letter yud. Vaydeze nizbatlin hacherpois vahashvirois shehoyu nechos and b'sheish yismeachol. And by the light, by Shabbos shining brightly, the person breaks and erases the cherpois and the shvirois, the taivus rois and the averus and everything, which were strong during the 6 days of the week. Va'ayin b'maymar hanal, Rav Nosal says, look over there in Likut Emran, Torah Lamed Daled, Inyan Yud Vov Hanal, how Rabbeinu Zal over there compares everything. He gives a whole list of things, and he says, this is the Yud, this is the Vov. This is the Yud, and this is the Vav. This is the Yud. The Tzaddik is the Yud. The Vav is Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is the Yud. The Vav is the 6 days of the week. And so on and so forth. So here, Rav Nosson Zal keyed in on Shabbos being the Yud, the Nekuda, and the 6 days of the week are the Vav, which correspond to the Lev, which during the 6 days of the week, if a person wasn't a perfect Tzaddik, it's very possible that his heart is with avos nefulos and all kinds of things. And if he's zeichet to keep the mitzvah of Shabbos the right way, Shabbos can be a tikkun for the 6 days of the week. It's brought that the word Shabbos is miloshen tshuva. The mitzvah in the Torah of doing tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem alaykecha. You will return to Hashem. And the word shavto is the letters Shabbos. Rav Rosenfeld used to say that for those people who during the week they're busy with telephone, with all kinds of stuff, you know, they're a little more involved in the Olam HaGashmi than they would want to be, then at least when Shabbos comes, Shabbos there's no work, there's no telephones, you know, 3/4 of the distractions are away on Shabbos. So at least Shabbos, use that as the day of tshuva for the 6 days of the week. That now I'll show Hashem who I really am. You know, during the week, it's the body and the neshama, and the body is keeping the neshama busy with all of its things. But on Shabbos, at least, forget it. All of that stuff is away. Shabbos, I have time to learn. I have time to do mitzvahs. Those fathers sometimes, who during the week, they can't learn with their kids because they work from 8 to this, you know. But Shabbos, they make sure to set aside time. That Shabbos, there's no excuse of work. You know, Shabbos, that's a time when he reviews with his son everything he learned the whole week, you know, that kind of thing.